Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Harris, your main man, Dr. Harris. I want to say welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show right here broadcasting on the west coast of Fresno, California. Doing a quick show tonight real quick. It's been a long week for me. I'm pretty exhausted, tired. We got something real big going on for you tomorrow. We're having a food giveaway, not just food, clothes, pretty much, so much we do for our community here in West Fresno. And, we just want to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters. I want to give a shout out to all of them, all of you who are doing great work in the community. And so we have one person here that's going to be out in the trenches tomorrow. And she has been doing this type of work for some time. She put in a lot of her own money, if I may say, to bless other people. And we just want to thank her, and I just want to bring her on tonight real quick. You know, we're not going to be on here long. I promised her that. You can see the different pictures that I'm posting up here on the site. That's her and her daughter. She is one of the ministers at Free AME Ministries, but she has her own ministry called My Testimony. You can see her teaching her daughter. She made some, I believe we had probably chili, I think, this time, or was it? She makes all kinds of soups, and so I don't know what she was making today, but you see here all the people in the back, you know, my cursor. We had water. She made these paper bag lunches, you know. She had sanitizer out there, and you can see in the back where my cursor is, we brought out different tables for clothes and shoes and what have you. And it's just great to be able to serve with this sister here. Her name is Minister Crystal Joyce right here in Fresno, California. So tomorrow we're going to be setting up at 10 o'clock right there on Kearney and Kearney and Fresno Street. Lord, you know I'm tired. Say Crystal. Kearney and Fresno Street. I'm told right now they're over there cooking turkey and all kinds of stuff. And I can smell it over here. Now, she lives over there off of Ashton and 41. I live on the west side, and I can smell the food right now. But anyway, we want to bring her on. We know it's late, but we just want to invite everybody to come out tomorrow in case you want to volunteer, you want to do something, you want to see how she roll, how I roll. I will be DJing. We'll be having the Dr. Rev on the microphone tomorrow, emceeing, and it's just going to be a great, great time. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in right now, 8305. Welcome to the Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show, 8305. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Pastor Reverend Floyd Harris. Can you guys hear me out there?
Yeah, I just turned the volume up. I had the volume down. But, yeah, we hear you loud and clear. We're just excited about you on the show tonight. You do so much. And I asked you, how was you doing tonight? And you used the word tired. I said, you know, that word is illegal around us. You said, no, I can say the word tired because I'm tired.
I joke with you because you're the hardest working man that I've seen in a long time, and I think they call James Brown the hardest working man in show business. Well, you the hardest working man in the people business, because you are a man for the people, and you get out there and you make it happen. You're a farmer. You're a pastor. You have a freedom school. You have just so many accolades and so many things that you do for the community that, you know, I'm trying to catch up to you. I ain't even going to say be like you, because I won't be tired every night. But I'm tired tonight, y'all. I work 3 days a week, 10-hour shifts. I take care of two children, young ladies who live in my home. I have grandchildren that I have to look after and see to and get right and go see about them in different situations, you know, because I go for mine. I don't know about nobody else. If somebody say, is something, everything all right with Crystal, because I was kind of over in another area and I had to handle some business the way I only know how to handle it, and people were like, is she all right? Yeah, I'm all right, y'all, but I don't pray about mine, and I have to go see when it's time to go see. You know, I always been a stand-up type of person, and I stand up for mine and injustice. So I know I can't be there for every injustice that happens, but I'm going to be there for mine if I'm the only one. You know, it's a real good song, say, even if it's just us, we could change the world. So if it's more just us, we could change the world. So I'm just me, and I'm going to keep doing what I do if God gives me strength. Every day I'm going to see about mine and my business, my Father's business who created me. So with that, tomorrow we're doing Thanksgiving in the park. It's the whole shebang. It's the whole Thanksgiving dinner. And I know it's not till Thursday, but tomorrow is ours. And ours by meaning my testimony, IEB, which stands for including everybody. And we're not just talking about a church testimony. We're not just talking about a spiritual testimony, even though every testimony is a spiritual journey, whether you know it or not, it is. Because God created us in spirit. We are a spirit man. We're a human being. We have a soul, but we also have a spirit. So anyway, I'm bringing the message, Pastor, say Sunday also. I do third Sundays. I'm going to have to do a lot of repenting before I get in that pool pit. But that's okay, because God made me who I am. He knows who I am. He knows my heart is in the right place, even when my mouth get reckless, because it do sometimes. But I want to continue on doing what the purpose is. And my purpose is to make everybody feel loved, appreciated, wanted. So tomorrow we'll be feeding at the park. Pastor had named it My Testimony Park. The city didn't say so, but we still call it that. We used to have our prayer out there. We had church out there when COVID first started, 2020. We had it all the way till they opened the churches back up. We might didn't have it every Sunday, but we had church right there at that park on Fresno and Curtin. So with that being said, I have a small team. And we are a team, because even though we're small, we're mighty, and we come together and we make it happen. So my team will be out there helping me, assisting me with setting up, with serving. We will start serving at 12 o'clock. Prayer is all day. Anybody come need prayer, it's going to be somebody to pray for you. If it's only me, I'll pray for you. I'll stop to pray for you, because prayer works. Prayer changes things. People, places, and things, situations. Prayer truly, truly works. It could work fast or it could work slow. That's in God's time, not mine. But I know if you pray about something and believe it, it shall come to pass in God's time. So you got to have a little patience with your prayer too. So with that being said, Pastor already said it's late. He tired. I'm tired tonight. He even get to say it tonight. He tired. Because I get on and I say, I quit saying it, I quit doing so much. But we will have a full-fledged Thanksgiving. We got turkey, ham, dressing, mac and cheese, Rolls. We have mashed potatoes and gravy. So we have everything that most people have at their Thanksgiving dinner. Because I would never, ever, ever do something that I wouldn't do for myself, for my people. And y'all, my people out there. Because for the grace of God go I. I done been out there before. I know what it's like. And I want to do a shout-out to Harold. He was a good friend of my brother's. I know he can't hear me, but his spirit still lives on. He always would come and get a plate when I cooked. I've been doing this since 2016, feeding through my testimony, IEB, because I got the inspiration from a spiritual journey that I was going through on some downtime that I took from my job. But that's another story, and I'm tired, so I'm talking too much. But, Pastor, if you could take over, I could sit down.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really like about, you know, and our ministry is right down the street, like 4 blocks. I mean, you can go in the middle of the street and you'll see the park. And I think I know that I can really appreciate, because and I'm not downing anybody, because what anybody do is positive. But what we do is consistency, right? We just don't wait till the, you know, Thanksgiving time or Christmas. We do this throughout the entire year. We do it in the summertime. We do it in the wintertime. We do it in the springtime. You know, folks need clothes year round. They just don't need it just in November. And so, you know, I can appreciate our ministry really, you know, concern about. I mean, we're gonna have Sister Shy, you know, who we partner with. You know, she gave us hygiene packs for tomorrow. You know,
yes,
to help folks with who might need a toothbrush, who might need some deodorant, who might need a whatever. You know, some toothpaste. You know, and that's a blessing when other people can see what you're trying to do, and then they can get with you and support you to add more to what you're doing, you know. And I think that's just, you know, we're going to have the Fresno Center out there tomorrow, you know, with resources. Our people need resources right now. You know, our people are hurting. People are homeless. People are hungry. And so, you know, and that's just something that I really think, you know, our ministry, Free AME, you know, we may be, you know, as you always say, I think Brother Tony had always said that, how did he say that? He said, we're strong, but mighty, mighty strong. Something he said all the time that I like, that slogan he said, maybe few, but we mighty, something like that. I just thank God that we're, it's going to be a little cold in the morning, you know, we'll get through that. The sun is supposed to come out, you know, and I'm going to be DJing tomorrow, so you know I'm going to be having fun. And and then I'll have some food right there in front of me. Listen, we're going to turn Chauncey Stadium out, okay? Cause I'm bringing every piece of speaker I got tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. They're going to put us off the property, Pastor. They're going to put us off the property. I'm trying to show out.
I'm going to let everybody know that my testimony, IED, is in the house. You hear me?
Okay.
So
I hear you.
We're going to have our children out there helping to serve and, you know, playing voice and all this type of stuff. That's what we call, you know, family time, you know, taking care of our family, you know. And because we never know, you know, a lot of us are one step from being homeless, if you want to tell the truth about it. You know, we just one step.
And it's for anyone, Pastor, make sure you say that it's not just for homeless people. It's for anybody to eat food. It's for anybody. It's for anybody. You know, you don't have to be homeless. It's not no criteria. All you have to do is like good food and like to be around people. And, you know, you're welcome to come. Because what we want to do, too, is to start socializing, fellowshipping amongst one another to show the love of God. You ain't got to know me to come and break bread with me. That's how you could get to know someone, is by breaking bread. You know, I didn't say Jesus knew everybody he sat Nate with, but he never turned nobody away. And it seemed like he sat Nate with anybody that was there to eat. So at the end of the day, I want to be like Jesus. Like they say, I want to be like Mike. Well, I'm already like Mike. Cause I shows out now. That's like Mike. But to be like Jesus, I got to have a whole lot of more work. But I'm a willing vessel. I'm willing to work. I'm willing to be taught. I'm willing to be corrected. I'm willing to be disciplined. I'm willing to be trained. I'm also open-minded and an open heart. And I don't mind admitting my faults and my wrongdoing. And I have some wrongdoings all week, well, Wednesday, then a little more today. But I also can say, forgive me, I apologize. And I don't have to say but, because ain't no but. Forgive me, and I apologize. But sometimes I don't apologize for, because you only apologize if it's something you feel like you need that. And everything I do ain't all that wrong. It corrects a whole lot of stuff. So I'm into correcting, too, even with harsh words. Sometimes it takes all that for people to hear you. So anyway, with that, I'm going to say goodnight. God bless. I hope I see a whole lot of you tomorrow to eat this good food that I stayed up night and day to prepare, you know, and it's the same food that I would give my own family. There's no shortcuts. We don't separate margin and butter when it's for the homeless or for the less fortunate or for people I don't know. I still use butter. I don't use margarine on none of my food, and I still want the best. My pastor has taught us that God wants excellence. We never be perfect, but we could do things decent and in order, and we could do it with the expectation of it being excellent. So come out, enjoy, have fun. Sit around, eat, get full, get up, and eat again if you choose to. As long as there's some there, we'll be able to give it to you.
Listen here, I got a pre-order already, a pre-order all the way from New York. They said, mail me a plate, all the way from New York. I done told y'all, when y'all deal with me, y'all dealing on a national level. Someone has, listen, CJ has put in, mail me a plate.
Tell CJ to take a trip and come see us. Or send for me. I could put him up there. I love to travel.
Listen, she hungry right now. Listen, we haven't even set up for yesterday. She's talking about mail me a plate. You got to mail her a plate. FedEx, UPS, Amazon, do something. They hungry in New York. They hungry. You hear me? They hungry right now. So we just looking forward. We looking forward to tomorrow. And, you know, like I said, I'm tired. I ain't going to lie. I'm tired. But, you know, I always do for my church folk and, you know, projects that we do. I go the extra mile and our children are going to be there tomorrow serving. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And I get the DJ too. Oh, no. And I'm bringing all my speakers. Oh, man, it's on and cracking tomorrow. So that's all I got. And I got the microphone too. I might be stopping cars on Fresno Street. But it is what it is. And we're going to go ahead and sign off so we can get some rest because I got to get up and get everything over there. Get these boys up, and we're just going to go ahead and sign out right now. You're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show, broadcasting here from Fresno, California. California. And you see these photos right here of Minister Crystal right here. And look at that. She got a blanket. She has, that's my son. She has socks out there. She had bags of food. You see her sign right there that says my testimony. You see all the bags of food, and she has comforters. Look at all those comforters right there. Beautiful comforters right there. Look at that right there. All those bags in there. I think that was Brother Tony and in the kitchen there. She's here teaching her daughter how to serve soup to our community. Had another sister here praying, laying hands. And that's the flyer that we made, I made for the event tomorrow. And this is what we do. We are outside ministry. We're on ground zero. Look at all those clothes back there. Look at all those clothes. Comforters. It's cold, y'all. It's under 30 degrees, y'all. It was frost on the cars this morning. Okay, and we have people out here in Fresno that have no coats, no shoes, no socks. And so, you know, like I said, Minister Crystal don't talk about it. She be about it. And she's leading by example, and we love her. We support her. You know, whatever we can do to support our sister, we're gonna be there for her. We're going to be there for her because she's there for the community. How can you not be there for her and she's there for the community? You'll be crazy. And so we're just praying for a good turnout tomorrow. We know it's going to be a good turnout. It's going to be a little chilly in the morning, but the sun will come out around 10, 11 o'clock, and we'll be all right. And so she's cooking turkey, I believe mac and cheese. I don't really know what the recipe is, but I do know turkey going to be there. And maybe some dressing. Know we're going to have water and different stuff like that. So sure there's going to be some cakes and stuff like that there also. And hey, come on out. Fresno. Fresno Street, Kearney, the park. Fresno Street and Kearney. Come on out tomorrow. Be with us, pray with us, laugh with us, have fun with us. I'm telling you, you might just show up Sunday morning to hear her preach. Oh, yeah, she preaching Sunday morning. Matter of fact, I'm making the flyer tonight. I'm sending it all over the world tonight.
Now, oh, Pastor, I'm gone. Okay, good night. I'm hanging up.
I didn't know she was on the phone. Oh, my God.
Good night, Fresno, Facebook, and the world. Good night, Pastor. See you in the morning. God bless. Thank you.
Good night. All right. We're going to go ahead and shut it down tonight right now. And we just thank her for coming on the show. And you're with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show here broadcasting out of Fresno, California. Here tomorrow, we will be at Fresno Street and Kearney at the park, Little Pocket Park, where we'll be having music, shoes, clothes, food, turkey, dressing, pies, all kinds of stuff. They've been cooking for the past 2 days for this event, and it's going to be beautiful. We just want to thank folks, our good sister, all the way from New York. We'll have a plate in the mail for you tomorrow. I'll make sure of that. And thank you for your support and blessings for our community. And this is Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show, and I'm going to say good night.